College students are beginning to move into dorms at Boston area universities. Some students are coming from states with high numbers of coronavirus infections. Colleges welcoming students back to campus have a variety of new rules in place to prevent outbreaks. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, just like many other COVID precautions, much is relying on everybody doing the right thing.
That reliance on the honor system is making a lot of people nervous right now.
I just don't trust the student population as a whole to be responsible.
Miranda Rodea is a fourth-year student at Northeastern University. She says seeing a spike in coronavirus in her home state of Texas over the summer sealed the deal for her to stay home this semester and learn remotely. She adds money was a factor, too. With most social events canceled, the cost of housing just wasn't worth it.
I just thought there's no point.
But even students who have decided to come back say they're worried about the new school year.
I honestly, am a bit scared. I don't know if I should really, trust everybody.
Eliezer Moraz is also a fourth-year student at Northeastern. He had a hard time keeping up academically while living at home with his family in Texas, so the health risk of coming back to campus was worth it for him. Still, Moraz says there's a lot of uncertainty about the new school year.
We're just going to have to kind of just take it one step at a time as students, just kind of make the most of it, really.
For the business owners who have long relied on students being around, the start of in-person classes is a welcomed event.
To be honest, we're excited to have the students back just because it will bring some people and some energy back to this neighborhood that is a very quiet place.
Billy Moran is the general manager of Cornwall's Pub, a popular bar in Kenmore Square. He says the coronavirus pandemic has been devastating for his family business. Between school closures and the cancellation of sporting events, business is down by about 75%. Moran is hoping that with the students back, the family can make up at least some of their losses.
It is a little bit scary because we have people coming back from all over the world, but BU has spent the summer preparing, testing facilities and contact tracing abilities so that they are able to track and trace, and anything that flares up, they'll be able to isolate very quickly.
Northeastern is doing much of the same thing. Still, school leaders have acknowledged that there will be things that are outside of their control, like student activity and off-campus housing. Here's what Northeastern's Kathy Spiegelman told Boston City Councilors recently.
We are trying to create a community of caring where people understand what it means to come back and what it means for us all to share this space and this time, given everything.
But even in a typical college year, there are still tensions between students and neighbors, whether it's partying or littering or loud noise. And that's why a lot of Boston residents are nervous. Patricia Flaherty lives in Mission Hill. She says colleges should take more time to develop better plans for policing student behavior off campus.
If you're ignoring a whole piece of this, then you're asking for an outbreak again in the fall. And is that an acceptable risk? I don't know. I don't want to be one of the acceptable risk numbers.
But other nearby residents, like Pamela Lanes, say trust in the schools and the students is only part of the equation.
Trusting them is as important as trusting myself. So, if I know, I'm not going to go into a party. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do certain things just because you can't trust.
She says she hopes students can hold themselves accountable, just like she is. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.